Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Investigative reporter Steve Brown from WGRZ-TV joining us live on last night's Erie County executive debate. Is it Steve or is it Mr. Brown? Steve, did you notice all the formality with the references to Mr. Poloncarz and Ms. Dixon? You know, it kind of gets clunky, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, but the internal discussion beforehand was whether we address them by title like they do in the presidential debate, which tends to leave an advantage for somebody in the debate. If you're talking about the presidential debate, if you're talking to Vice President Biden, you know, it might lead an advantage to the audience. So we were addressing the county executive, who is Mark Poloncarz, it might lead to an advantage during that. So rather than call them by their first names, which would seem way too formal, we went with Mr. and Ms. instead. So that was the thought process behind the choices that we made.
So these two have gotten to know each other a lot over the course of the last few months on the campaign trail. It's their final televised debate. So what stood out to you? I mean, it would have to be the one where they have the most ammunition, I would imagine.
Yeah, well, I think they kind of settled into their kind of campaign themes, if you will. And Mark Poloncarz has been running on, listen, I've done a good job as county executive. I deserve a third term. These are the things that we've done. And he knows county government quite clearly. You know, he's demonstrated that in all of the debates, and particularly again last night. What Lynn wants to point out is that she thinks that voices have been stifled under Poloncarz's administration. And there has been some squawking privately, generally speaking, about that among folks that have to deal with this the current administration. And she's trying to make as much of that as she possibly can, and talking about, you know, giving people more of a voice in county government.
Steve, how about this moment from last night's debate?
Bullying has no place in the Erie County Executive's office, but Mark Poloncarz, you are a bully.
Did Lynn Dixon gain some ground on this one?
Well, I think if we're talking just about social media behavior, and we're talking about the current county executive, I think he's changed his social media behavior quite a bit. A couple of years back, he was more than happy to engage with people, and continuously, and did so with some people in my newsroom about particular issues who would push back on his framing of our stories, for example. But he's discontinued that. I think on social media, you can do yourself a lot of harm really quickly, over-engaging with some folks. And I think that perhaps where Mark was a couple of years back. But he's changed that behavior. But I think she's trying to capitalize on that and those that might remember it.
Yeah, so moving forward, these two are back on a stage again this morning in front of high school students. How do you think that one's going to differ from what we saw last night?
Traditionally, that's the liveliest debate of them all, because it's just kind of a it's almost a free-for-all. And it's usually a high-energy event, too, and a lot of fun to watch and cover. But I think this is really this election really settles out into the suburbs. Quite clearly, Mark is trying to frame himself as a friendlier guy. You know, for those that don't know him, hey, I'm a friendly guy, and I've got, you know, this very good administration, and you're getting to know me, which is interesting for a guy who's already a two-term county executive. And for Lynn is, you know, from the suburbs, and she is really good at retail politics, mixing with people and talking to folks one-on-one. It's a real strength for her. But it's quite clear for both of those campaigns that they're targeting the suburbs, and specifically suburban women. That seems to be the battleground. If Poloncarz can hang on to enough of that suburban women vote particularly among the registered Democrats, he should do just fine. But I don't think it's an accident that the Republicans have put their chips in the center of the table for Lynn Dixon, a female candidate, a known person, somebody who has, you know, something of a household name because of her history with broadcast media, both radio and television. And somebody who's, you know, generally thought of as a friendly person. So I I think that's where the battleground really is in the final week.
Well, this is the last of the debates today. So is this when the negative ads really kind of ramp up in the final push?
Traditionally, the answer is yes, Susan. You want to do the best you can to try and frame the candidate for those of, that haven't made the decision yet. And it's a strategy that's old. And the reason why it's old is that it's successful and that it does work. And it does tamp down on your opponent's turnout if the ads are effective and thought to be truthful. I think that if you're going to start launching, you know, the negative ads, now is the time when people are in that decision-making process, particularly now that we have early voting.
Are you disappointed in anything that we might not have heard in the course of these debates or the campaign itself? Was there a question left unasked?
Oh, well, we could have gone another half hour. I can tell you that right now. Because we all had questions for at least six rounds, and we only got into just the start of the fifth round. I thought the debates kind of, particularly the one last night, kind of covered all of it. Could there have been more questions on things like the Greenlight New York bill, which affects Erie County, but doesn't really, we have a court battle, but we don't have necessarily a vote in what state legislation is talking about. We didn't get into that. We didn't get into the plastic bag ban and the five cent per paper bag fee, although that was covered in other particular debates. So I thought last night was pretty thorough, but I think the positions for both of the candidates are pretty well known now, and thankfully they both participated in all of these debates. So if you've been paying attention, even passively paying attention, you pretty much know where they are on the issues, and probably have a pretty good idea which candidate you're going to vote for.
All right, Steve, thanks so much this morning. Steve Brown, a panelist from last night's debate. Steve with WGRZ. It was also aired on WNED and WBFO. And if you want to hear the candidates in depth, you can listen to our Candidates in Conversation this coming Sunday at 10 a.m. during Hardline right here on WBEN.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!